Good evening. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and that right there was something out of 1998. Yes, last century. Neutral Milk Hotel. The song we heard is Holland 1945. You can find that on the album In the Aeroplane Over the Sea. Neutral Milk Hotel are a band that achieved huge cult status. I remember them back in the day when I was in a band and, you know, sort of late 90s, early 2000s, etc. And those guys, like I said, just some people I knew were just so hyper-focused on those guys. And to be honest, because I'm always kind of like not always wanting to follow the crowd, I never really took into it, if that makes sense. And since then, I've discovered the complete genius of Neutral Milk Hotel. They were part of that whole Elephant Six collective, and that was part of that whole scene, as I was mentioning. The lead singer, his name is, he's from Ruston, Louisiana. What's his name? Jeff Mangum. And Ruston, Louisiana is significant for something in my life. But anyways, he also was the bass player for the Apples in Stereo, which is interesting. Those guys obviously happening at around the same time. But Ruston, Louisiana is interesting because it is the home of Louisiana Tech. Oh, and he went to Louisiana Tech, which is a school I almost went to. And I say that because, like, I even flew down to North Louisiana with my mom to check out that school. I ended up going to USL, University of Southwestern Louisiana, which is in Lafayette, which is in the south. Obviously, it's not far from the coast. It's like the Cajun capital of the world. And it's just interesting. What I remembered, the big thing I think I remembered about Ruston was it was in a dry county. And I was like, what? What do you mean there's no booze? Like, my brain was like, what? It was the, I don't know, early 90s, I guess. Yeah, there you go. But that is Neutral Milk Hotel and my own personal connection with Neutral Milk Hotel. Okay, those guys were active, I guess, up until 2015. They were also on, well, they were on Merge, but that, yeah, anyways. Okay, what was I going on about something? Okay, it is 6:38. My name is Anita B. That is my name. I am here with this show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, until 8 o'clock every second Wednesday. So alternating Wednesdays and here on CITR, 101.9 FM Vancouver. It is a gorgeous night out, sunny. There's that specific, though, you know, change in weather. You know, today's fairly warm. It's actually pretty mild, but it's happening. The fall is happening. And to be precise, 4 days. The fall equinox this year is on September 22nd, the day in which the night equals the day. All right. Twice a year. We all know that. Did you all go to social studies classes? Because I teach that. That's what we're doing actually right now. All right. There you go. So what do we have next? Oh, we've got something from this band called The Sherlocks. We're going to hear the song Death of Me, and you can find this is on, it's actually a single of theirs, and it was released this year, May 31st to be exactly precise. The Sherlocks are a band I just discovered. They're out of England. In particular, I'm going to say, hold on, I had it written down someplace, South Leeds, am I correct? Let's see, Rock and Roll Jeopardy, am I right? What is South Yorkshire? I was not right. Okay. These guys are good. It's a great song. And I've got a few new songs easily coming up. And that is that. All right. Let's hear this song from the Sherlocks here on CITR 101.9 FM. Making sure everything's all set up. Vancouver. And here we go.
Yeah. intoxicated by thee. She has the slow sensation that he is levitating with she. I spin so ceaselessly till I lose my sense of gravity. I'm dancing barefoot in mid-air. I spin. Some strange music draws me in, makes me come on like some heroin. Oh God, I fell for you.
Blood of our lips sweats in the dark like a face. The mystery of childbirth, childhood itself, grave visitations. What is it that calls us? Why must we pray screaming? Why must not death be redefined? We shut our eyes, we stretch out our arms, and we're all in a pane of glass. An asphyxiation, a fix on anything. The line of life, the limb of the tree, the hands of he, and the promise that she is blessed among women.
Yeah.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Isn't that beautiful? That is Soccer Mommy. She has a new album out. It is called, actually, album, when I say album, it's a 3-song EP. So we heard the title track off of it, Driver. There you go. Before that, we heard Patti Smith with the song Dancing Barefoot, such a beautiful song from the album Wave. And that goes back, I'm going to say like 1979 or so. Patti Smith is really interesting. Of course she is. But she was raised a Jehovah's Witness, first of all, out of Chicago. And she was married, for myself of note, to Fred Sonic Smith from the Detroit band MC5. And I've actually been to his gravesite in Detroit. It's beautiful. It's at, like, my favorite cemetery maybe in the world. And so many, like, pics, and people leave, like, little mementos on it. And okay, what else can I tell you? That's about it. Oh, yeah, this is also interesting, the Detroit connection there. So she has a son, Jackson, who ended up marrying, of all people, Meg White of the White Stripes. How crazy is that? Yeah. Okay. That's a whole Detroit connection right there. All right, Patti Smith. Before I move on, though, let me just go back and tell you a bit about Soccer Mommy that we heard prior to that, or after Patti Smith's song. She's out of Nashville, and she notably is very young. She got her start, like, she was born in 97, and she, at around the age of 18, really started to make a thing for herself. She went to school in New York City for like a year or two before she moved back to Nashville. Beautiful voice. Okay, anyways, before that, we kicked that set off with the Sherlocks, Death of Me, which is a single. It's new. All right, 6:54 it is. How would I go into some weather right now? Because I am curious to see what this weekend is going to be. All right. Weather Vancouver. Okay. Yeah. What was I going on about? Weather Vancouver. It's beautiful right now. My car told me it was 20. Let's see. Now, here, UBC, where I'm at, is located on the campus of, I say here, UBC. Can't talk. Here, CITR. We are at on the campus of UBC is what I'm trying to say. So the weather is often a little different here. If you know the geography, or if you don't know, whatever, you'll see that there we are on a peninsula that is like the furthest tip of like the mainland of Vancouver. It juts out and you've got like Wreck Beach there. So it's often quite breezy and very marine influenced, the climate. All right, let's take a look here. Weather. Okay, it says it's 17 right now here in Vancouver. The 7-day forecast looks like, hold on, all 7 days. This, by the way, is the Weather Network I'm looking at. Okay, tomorrow, which is Thursday, the high is 17 with a mix of sun and clouds. Into the weekend, Friday, we've got a high of 17, exactly the same, a mix of sun and clouds. Then the weekend, Saturday, 18. Mix of sun and clouds. That looks nice. I do know the Sunday, it looks like it will end up raining. There's some speculation about that. All right. That is your weather report from the Weather Network. All right. What do we have next? What do we have next? Oh, I think we have the Hives. The Hives. These guys are Swedish. And we're going to go back to the year 2000. We're going to hear the song Hate to Say I Told You So from their album Veni Vidi Vicious. All right, here we go. This is, you know, a little bit of a banger. All right. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
A person with HIV can now live a long, healthy life thanks to treatment. But the first step is to get tested. The sooner you know your HIV status, the better. You can now test yourself at home with just a prick of the finger and get results within a minute. Order a free HIV self-test kit online at selftest.catie.ca. That's selftest.catie.ca. Your health is at your fingertips. A message from CATIE, Canada's source for HIV and hepatitis C information.
If they ain't paying your bills, pay them bitches no mind.
Call me up if you ever want to talk. I'm in box with the gloves off. On site, if you're looking for a fight, I can hit you with that. Sleight of hand, big man with a hat trick. Made an ass of yourself like magic. You couldn't hear me? What if I cheerlead?
girl rock.
You made your bed better, fold while you can. Threw down the deck, so I'm throwing my hand.
Street fighter, insider, quick switch, I'm a real backbiter. I'm black like Betty said, I'll win, I'll win, I'll win. Street fighter, igniter, short fuse if you light my fire. They start to try again, I'm not your fucking.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And that right there is awesome. I love those guys. They're called Highness and they are out of Kitchener, Ontario. We heard the song The End of Music. Oh, sorry. We heard the song Choke from their 2018 album, The End of Music. So good. I've played them in the past and I think I need to play more of them. I've decided. More Highness. H-Y-N-E-S-S. Before that, we heard something from the 1979 album Entertainment. That would be the Gang of Four with the song Natural's Not In It. Those guys are out of England, and they basically define the post-punk sound. There we go. That was Gang of Four. And then out of Brooklyn, we heard Pom Pom Squad from the album Street Fighter. The title track is what we heard. It is 7:11, and if you missed it, last night was a beautiful moon. We had a partial eclipse as well. So it was the harvest supermoon. And September 17th, that was yesterday. How it already is today September 18th? Like, that's pretty crazy, right? There you go. What else can I say about it? Except that it was gorgeous. They say with a lunar eclipse, like a full moon lunar eclipse. That's the only kind of lunar eclipse you can have. It's like having a regular full moon, but on steroids. So there should be a lot of wacky stuff happening if it hasn't happened yet. They say about four, days around the full moon before and after that whole sort of 8-day period is when the strange occurrences will happen. But on a full moon lunar eclipse, it's such a strong, it has so much power, if that makes sense, that it can go into like sort of 6 months down the line, like a lot of weirdness. And I don't know. I felt weird yesterday. I felt like, okay, I actually felt quite good. I just felt like something's, I felt that energy. I felt that kind of electricity. And there you go. All right. That was Highness, right? Okay, cool. We're going to be moving into new territory again. So far I've played us. I will be playing us in total 1, 2, 3, 4, at least 5 new songs. We heard Pom Pom Squad new. We heard Soccer Mommy new. So good, by the way. We heard the Sherlocks. We've got a new single out by Franz Ferdinand. How crazy is that? The Scottish band. Metric. We've got a new single coming up that I'm going to play. Now, Franz Ferdinand, this song that we're going to hear, it's called Audacious. That isn't even released yet on their album. Let me just make sure I've got it up here. So the album is slated to be released in January of 2025. Crazy, right? That is what we have right now. Let's see. What can I tell you about Franz Ferdinand? Just that they're from Scotland. They're huge. Their big album back in the day, I think, was like turn of the century-ish. Yeah. Franz Ferdinand. I don't know. Let's just listen. I'm going to stop talking. Okay. As I mentioned, this album isn't even out yet. So this is like the pre-release single. This here, folks, is Audacious. My name is Anita B. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This show also, if I fail to mention, is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Here you go.
Here we go with riff one.
But did you ever get the feeling that there's something come undone and unreeling in the seeming, the stitching gone? So you rip a little harder till that comes a run, feel the fabric of existence come unspun. Hey there, we don't care. I could be standing way out where you're naked and freezing till you run. Just carry on. And don't
plastic carrier bag in each hand. The rain fell, oh, so you were standing under the holly tree with exasperated feelings. And hey ho, you don't know, is it a joke? No, I said no, I'm serious, more serious than I've ever been, I've ever been. So don't stop feeling audacious, there's no one to save us, so just carry on. Did you ever get the feeling that your world has come undone? No revealing of a reason to carry on. When hey there, it's there, waiting just in there, ready any time to come along.
guess we'll find out. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I just got a drop-in surprise guest. Say hello.
Hello.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let's make sure we've got the right mic. I'm going to turn on all the mics. Okay, talk.
Hello.
There we go. That would be who?
My name is Coral. I am Anita's daughter.
Okay, keep talking. Good, I got the right mic.
Yeah. I'm here today because I go to UBC and I just finished up a massive lab. So I was just staying on campus and I figured I'd stop down and say hi.
How cute is that? I just got a text. She's like, are you here on the campus? And I'm like, yeah, of course. And, you know, she's like, you're doing your show, right? And I'm like, cool. So here she is. Now, Coral herself is a little accomplished musician. So
I try.
She's good. And you can also, are you busking still?
Oh, yes, I do bus.
Okay, tell the listening audience what your story is.
Okay, so I taught myself how to play guitar. And with that, kind of followed with singing. And so I kind of went around with that and went busking. And so sometimes here and there, I'll busk at like the Vancouver farmers markets. Recently, I busked at the UBC farm market. And I just find it fun to kind of play different songs and entertain people.
Cool.
Yeah.
What else can I tell you about my daughter? Well, she has recorded some songs as well. We are going to hear one of her little singles.
Yes.
I don't say little singles. That sounds so quaint. She's not quaint. We're going to hear one of her maximal singles. It's called Catch Me If You Can. And then we will not be able to catch her. Because she's going to be taken off, right?
Yes. I've been here way too long. Probably about, what time is it right now? 7. I've probably been here for about 8 hours today so far. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, hey, by the way, I have been meaning to follow up on your interview. You did give an interview. Yes. Was it for the Georgia Strait?
From the Vancouver Sun.
And was it ever released?
I actually have not checked. So,
okay, and was it Stuart Dardane?
Yes.
Yeah, who interviewed you, who's quite the music journalist out there. So,
yeah, so to my knowledge, it is either up now or will be coming out soon.
Cool.
So, keep an eye out
for that. Catch her
if
you can.
And then also, if you're interested, my Instagram is coral.likes.music. So, if you're interested in keeping up with me or catching up with me, if you can. She just rolled her eyes. You can go follow me there and see what I'm up to.
That's a really original Instagram handle.
Yeah.
Remind us again what it is.
It's Coral Likes Music.
How old are you? 7?
No. Okay. Well, my only problem is I would call it Coral Ava, but it would sound like Coral Lava.
Oh,
so
that's or Coral Lava.
Yeah. So I don't want it to sound like I'm a volcano or something. So
fun fact.
I need a better name.
Check this out. And her nickname is Coco. So Coco, check this out. I have two, not one, but two Coras this year.
Do you actually?
Yeah.
Wow.
And they're both in grade. Hold on. Let me think.
They're in the
this.
Same grade?
One's in grade 10. One's in grade 9.
Oh.
And that's because Cora is not a very common name at all.
That's weird. I went to a school with a Cora in my grade, actually.
Right.
So we would constantly get confused when like teachers, if we were in the same class and teacher would call our name, I'd be like, I don't know when to put up my hand. But yeah.
So I find that funny. So I thought I'd share that. Okay. Anyways, let's listen to your single.
Yeah.
This was released, like a year and a half ago or so, something like that?
Yes, this was released back in January of 2023.
That long ago.
I
know. Wow. Going on 2 years. Okay, here we go. This is Coral Ava. The station is CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Anita B, and the show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Here we go. Let's listen. Let's catch her if we can. Thank you, Coral. Bye.
You're welcome. See you soon.
I got you a ticket for the 9 o'clock show. So will you stay or will you go? It'll be a special night, cause I'll be the one that's singing in the light. And it'll be making me shine. Well, I can see the look that's in your eyes. Always making me cry, so let's see if you'll tell another lie.
but it's too late, 'cause I'm up here on the stage. I'm singing from these pages that you've always hated, and you better wait. Let's leave it up to fate. If everything follows my plan, you'll need to catch me if you can. So catch me if you can. So catch me if you can. And I'm not going down without a fight. So catch me if you can. If you ever wanna make amends, you're gonna need to catch me if you can. And you showed up at the 9 o'clock show to see me sing for people you don't know, and you kinda look a bit surprised, 'cause you saw that I had won the first prize. If you believed in me, you would have seen that from the start. But it's kinda like we traded places, 'cause now you're the one that's sitting in the dark. But things are different now, and I don't think you'll live this down, 'cause I'll go down in history while you'll go down in infamy. Check, check, 1, 2, 3, 4. Check, check, now I'm on the dance floor. 5, 6, 7, 8. Now you know. Times that you would cross my lines, and sometimes I would cry to try and find a reason why I had to say goodbye. But our friendship, it hurt, and it only got worse. But all that's over now, reaching for my crown. And you'll always let me down. So take your final bow. Catch me if you can. So catch me if you can. See me again, you're gonna need to catch me if you can.
And we keep.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm your host, Anita B. of the show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I've been doing my show since, 2003 or so, something like that. It's been a while. And I'm just happy to see my daughter. She just dropped in. That would be Coral. What we just heard was Always, the Maritime Band, with the song Dreams Tonight. You can find that on their album Antisocialites, released around maybe 2018, that time frame or so. Before that, out of Toronto, we've got Metric. We heard Art of Doubt from about the same time, too, about 2018, that album came out, Dressed to Suppress. And we listened to Coral Ava. You can find her on Spotify. She's got a few singles there. We heard her little hit, Catch Me If You Can, and she's gone. She went home, so we can't catch her. Well, try. She's on a bus somewhere. And then we kicked that whole set off with the local band So Good. They're called Dead Ghosts. And if you've never had a chance, see them live. I have, and I was highly impressed. The song off their new album, Hippie Flippin', we heard is Flower Pot. 7:40, that's what time it is, 7:40 p.m. here on the campus of UBC. And we're going to move into some more female Canadian music. Actually, I had a whole set of that. That's good. I like that. So we're going to be listening to Catherine Calder. But look at that. Before that, we heard Always. We heard Metric. We heard Coral Ava. Lots of good Canadian stuff. Also, speaking of females, we heard Canadian female band Highness. I think two of the three members are female. So good for us. Us females. All right, Catherine Calder. We're going to hear something from her album, Are You My Mother? Now, this goes a little further back. It was released in 2010, and the song we're going to hear is Slip Away. Catherine Calder has got such a beautiful voice, and the song is so lovely. It's about her mom, who at the time was suffering from ALS. She eventually succumbed to it. And yeah, absolutely great. She happens to be cousins with, what's his face? Carl Newman. Or step cousins, something like that. Carl Newman of the New Pornographers. And in fact, she was in the New Pornographers for a spell. Okay, let's listen to Catherine Calder here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Flutters in my palm, and by the time I wake up, it has gone. Slips away, slips away. Slips away, slips away.
All right, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. It is 7:55. I will blab for a few seconds and leave us with something. What should I leave us with? Sort of making that decision. Maybe I'll leave us with a little folk implosion. That could be good. We'll go back into the late 90s. But that right there was from 2021. The band Country with the song, actually the title track of the album, Good Morning. All right, before that, we heard something from the Lisbon, Portugal band Houseplants. Of all places, indie rock from Lisbon, Portugal. How cool. That song is so good. It's new. It was released this year. The album is Skyhead with, it's actually a 7-inch, it looks like, two sides. And we heard the song Skyhead. That's right. Okay. Catherine Calder in there before that with Slip Away from the album Are You My Mother? And as I mentioned, it is time to bounce. And I'm going to leave us with, let's listen to a little folk implosion. This song is so great. You can find this one, actually, if I'm not mistaken, I think this is on the movie Kids. Remember that? From like 95. Such a good movie. Chloe Sevigny, etc. This is Natural One. All right, that is that. I'm your natural one. Make a bliss and all. Looking like a bum. Anita B signing off. I hope you enjoyed my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'll be back in two more weeks. From 6:30 until 8, that's the score, alternating Wednesdays. Thanks, guys, and thanks, Coral, for stopping in. It was a slice. Here we are. This right here is Folk Implosion.
natural one. It's the one
that's no telling what we'll do when we're free.
When alone,
there's no telling.